Foger Tov, everyone. We are on the bottom, page 135. Moving on to page 136. Today was about the Shem Simen Kuf Samaches Sif Tes. Okay, we are discussing the introduction to the Simen, that there are three different types of categories that we categorize these types of products, these bread types of products. One is Pas Gamor, okay? One is Passover Bekissen, which we spent a lot of time over the last couple of shiurim defining Passover Bekissen. Today we are going to really leave that section mostly, and we are going to discuss the difference between Pas and the third category, which is Maisa Kedera. Maisa Kedera is something that loses its status of Pas, and it's never going to be Pas, no matter if you're going to be Kovei Asur on it, or you're not going to be Kovei Asur on it. Okay? So today we are going to discuss at what point, if you have bread, can bread ever lose its shame pass? Can it ever turn into something that is not bread anymore? Okay? You had bread, you baked bread, and now you, and Steve Tass going to say, you turn it into breadcrumbs. You had real bread, you turn it into baked breadcrumbs, says the Mechaber. Pass gomer afilu pachos mi kezayis. If you have pass gomer, even if it's less than a kezayis, mivarech alav amotzi. You're going to make amotzi on it, aval acharav einu mivarech klum kol shalo achol kezayis. But afterwards, you're not going to make any bracha because you don't need a kezayis. And after bracha requires a kezayis. A bracha before, bracha lefanav, even on a kol shu make a bracha because also lehanas bielamazeh. Blow bracha, it's also to get a na in this world without making a bracha. So bracha rishona is on a kol shu. A bracha rishona is on a kol shu. A bracha achrona, it requires a kezayis. That's the psak over here in Sif Tes. And therefore, you see over here, anything very important in Klal, because we're going to come back to it later on to understand this. Anything that is classified in category number one of Lechem Gamor, no matter what, you're going to have to make a Motzi Lechem in Arts. In terms of the Tilas Yadayim, look at the Hilchos of Tilas Yadayim, you're going to have less than a Kazayis, you're going to have to wash it out of Bracha, but a Motzi and Birkas HaMazon, if you're going to need more than a Kazayis, but a Motzi is going to be required. You have to make a Motzi even on less than a Kazayis of bread, and therefore, really breadcrumbs should be a Motzi. It happens to be our processed breadcrumbs that you usually buy in a package are usually not a motzi because they're made lechatchila like that. They were never bread. They were made lechatchila into breadcrumbs, and therefore they are mazonos because they lose their whole tzuras with Nahama. There was no bread. But bread, if you make them and you put them into a blender and you blend them into breadcrumbs, they are going to be a motzi lechem min haaretz, even if you have one breadcrumb. You're going to have to make a motzi on it. That's the correct bracha on breadcrumbs. Sif Yud now, we get into the case over here. Can you have a piece of bread? And if you do something good, could it ever lose its status of a motzi? And this mechaber is a difficult one, but we'll explain it very well. We have to break it down like many long, like these long mechabers. You have to break it into different categories. There's three cases brought down over here, and we'll get to halacha l'maisa at the end. Chavitza. Okay, chavitza, it doesn't really matter what chavitza was back in the day, but we're gonna split this chavitza into three different categories. Okay? It's all based on a Gemara and Brisechus Brachas, Daf Lamed Zayin. Daf Yoni, we'll get to it in a couple of days. Chavitza, Dahainu. Peiri Lechem, Shinit Bakim Yachad, Ali Deimar. Okay, so he's defined like this. Peiri Lechem, that was stuck together through some type of liquid, stuck the pieces of breadcrumbs together. It's really irrelevant right now for the first case. It's going to be more relevant in the second case when it's nidbak together. The ikar over here in the first case is you take these breadcrumbs and you now cook them. Okay, we know that cooking is something that you don't normally do to bread. Bread is baked. And therefore, if you cook bread, you're doing something the opposite of what normally is done to bread. Okay, remember, you have a piece of bread. Let's say you made it into smaller pieces now, and now you put it into a pot of boiling hot water, and you cook it. Okay? In this bashel. If you cook it. So now the following halacha applies. In yesh bahem kezayis. If they have a kezayis, meaning you cooked pieces of bread that were larger than a kezayis. Afal pisha ein bator lechem. Even though it does not look like bread anymore, after cooking it, it looks like something else. Mivarech hamotzi of berkas hamazon, gonna have nika motzi, and berkas hamotzi of berkas hamazon, cause you eat more than a kezayis over here. So if you cook it, it has greater than a kezayis, it's still going to stay a motzi, do not lose its status of a motzi. Vimein bahem kezayis, if you cook pieces that are less than a kezayis, afal pisha nira sheyesh bo tar lechem, even though it looks like bread, einu mivarech hela borei minei mezonos ubracha achas mein shalosh. You're only going to make a borei minei mezonos and a bracha achas mein shalosh. Okay? These things are turning to a maisa kedera. If you cook pieces less than a kezayis, even if it looks like bread in the end, it's going to turn a borei minei mezonos alumichya, even if you're kovei asura, as the Mr. Bro points out, it's the katanun zayin. Afilu kava sudas aliyem achol kadei svia. Even your kovei asuda and you ate kadei svia. Mevarit parim minazos akor main shalish. Mishum dlo havi bechlal lechem klal rak kemine kadei rab alma. It turns into a maisa kadeira. It turns into a dish. It makes it into a status just like noodles. No matter how much you're going to eat of it, it's going to be parim minazos alamich. Okay, so that's the status. Less than a gazayis in cooked. When you cook something less than a gazayis, more than a gazayis, that's going to be the teller whether it's going to stay as a motzi or not going to stay as a mezzo. We don't care if it looks like bread or does not look like bread. More than a gazayis, hamotzi birkas hamazon. Less than a gazayis, breimin in rezonos alamich. Second case. Okay, sorry. Before we get to the second case, just a couple important things. What does it mean to be cooked? Cooking means in a kli rishon generally that's on a fire. Or a kli rishon even if it's taken off the fire. But as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sikkun and Beis, three lines down, Aval b'kli sheni, you put it into a hot kli sheni, just like in Hilchos Shabbos, we clearly learn, kli sheni in a mevashel, it's the same thing by Yitzhar v'Heter, so too by Hilchos Brachos. Aval b'kli sheni, lo chashiv bishol, v'dine k'mo b'ofen sheni. It does not matter that you cooked in a kli sheni, it's not considered cooking, and therefore that would not stay change the status. That's one important nekuda. Also, in terms of the kazayis, we said over here we're talking about a case where you added other things that was madbik, it stuck things together. Is the kazayis just of the bread or the other things? The Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Sikkotin Nindalot at the end. It says, V'lo mitzarfini lo mashinis bako imchavrusel. You don't include the stuff that's stuck together. Oshi b'chal yidei amashka. Okay, or even if it gets smaller by cooking it, or you go by the bread. The bread is kazayis hamotz. Less than a kazayis, then it is not hamot. Fine. Moving on to case number two. V'im einam mevushal, elushu mechubar al yidei dvash omara. You have pieces of bread, and you stick them together, like with honey, okay? Or other type of liquid, and you have now balls of bread and honey stuck together. Okay? It was bread already. And now you take little pieces and you stick it together. So here's the thing. Over here you didn't cook it. So cooking was the greatest thing that could take it out of the status of bread, or you didn't cook it. So it's going to take more for it to lose its status of bread. So it's like this. Im yesh beprusos kazayis, if you have more than a kazayis over here, so it's not going to matter. Even by cooking, it's going to be a motzi. So kavel chomer over here. Mevaran chalav a motzi, afilo in lo tor lechem. You're going to make a motzi even if it does not look like bread. Okay? But if it's less than a kazayis, which was the teller by when it's cooked, over here, that's not going to be enough. Because im yesh b'im tor lechem, if it still looks like bread, even though it's less than a kazayis, dainu shu nikr v'yadua shu lechem. It's recognizable and it's known that this is bread. Milvarech lava motzi berkas amazon, he's going to make a motzi, because it's still the status of bread and berkas amazon. If you have more than a kazayis of it, even though the pieces are less than a kazayis, you end up eating more than a kazayis, it's going to be hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Meaning even if it's less than a kazayis, but it looks like bread, then it's going to be hamotzi lechem min haaretz. But if it's tarti legreyesa, it's less than a kazayis, and it doesn't look like bread. V'im ein b'im tor lechem, it's less than a kazayis, mevarech borei minim rezonos u'brocha achas mein shalosh. So over here, when it's nidbak, it's stuck together, it all depends, it depends on you need two things for it to lose its status of bread. It is less than a kazayis, and it does not look like bread. Either it's more than a kazayis, or it looks like bread. Either way, it's going to stay a motzi lechem min haaretz and berkas amazon. The last case, which is basically the same case that we just saw in Sif Tes, the mechubar. It's not cooked and it's not mechubar. You have breadcrumbs and mefurer dak dak. You mefarer them. You make them into small pieces. You make it into small, thin little like breadcrumbs. Afal pishein bo kazayis, even if it's less than a kazayis. Velo tor lechem. And even if it does not look like bread, it's tarti legreis. It doesn't look like bread, and it's less than a kazayis. Mevarech alav amotzi abirkas amazon. Then it's just a sif tes. Sif tes tells us on bread, no matter how small it is, it's amotzi lechem min haaretz. You have to do something to the bread for it to lose its status. By cooking, if it's less than a kazayis, then it's going to change its status. And by nibbak, if it's stuck together with other things, if it's less than a kazayis, and it does not like look like lechem, then it's going to lose its status. Okay? So is the three cases over here. Cooking, nidbak, and the last case where nothing is done to it, it's always going to say hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, what about other things other than cooking? What about frying? Where does frying come in? And this is where we're going to get to halacha l'maaseh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Dekevan dinisbash leinu chasha tor lechem. Usually when things get cooked, it loses its, it doesn't look like bread anymore. Vim lo bishlam begeder el tignam, okay? If you did not cook them in a pot, whether you rather you fried them in a pan, mashmami magen avram sivkatan lamaves de lo havi kibishul. It's mashal the magen avram that frying is not like bishul. Umahani batur lechem kumal lekamim boven hasheni. And therefore, if it looks like bread, even if it's less than a kazayis, mani batur lechem kumal lekamim boven hasheni. And therefore, it's not cooked. Yes, if it's not cooked, then even if it's less than a kazayis, but it looks like bread, it would still say amotzi. However, l'fi das shari achronim sham. But other achronim disagree with the Magen Avraham, ein achroch v'dvarav, it's not muchrach like the Magen Avraham. So we leave this summit as a suffix. But all the svarim and sefer v'zos ha-bracha, v'teim bracha lachos ha-brachos, all the brachos svarim point out that what's this machlokas between the Magen Avraham and other achronim? There's three levels of frying. There is what we call deep frying, okay? Deep frying, there's something called pan frying, and there's a third guy where you just put a little oil at the bottom of the pan in order that things don't burn, okay? In order the pan doesn't burn and the food doesn't burn, okay? So what is the machlokas over here? They claim that by deep frying, everyone agrees that deep frying is definitely like cooking. Mali bishul b'shemen, mali bishul b'mayim. What's the difference if I cook in water or I cook in oil? It's both cooking through a liquid medium, and therefore it's for sure like bishul, even according to the Magen Avraham. And therefore, if you fry something up and it's less than a kazayis, it should not be a motzi, it should be borei minim nozonos. Okay? However, if it's just a tiny bit at the bottom, spray the bottom of the pan, or you put a little bit of oil at the bottom of the pan, that even the other achronim agree that that's not considered cooking at all. That's just a little bit, in order things that don't fry. What is, the things that don't burn. What is the machlokas is by pan frying. And that's what he says, you put some oil in a pan. In a machvas is a pan. You put oil in a pan and you do what we call pan frying. It's not completely immersed in oil, but at the bottom of the pan has a layer of oil in it in order that it cooks through the oil. Magen Avraham says it's not like cooking. Other achronim say that is like cooking. We leave it somewhat as a suffix over here, as the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ein hachriach ledavar," and therefore he says, "Anoch shibetigon lo yochal b'sheish for toalach and kimetoch asudo." And therefore, if you're going to have pan-fried bread, he says over here, wash on a piece of bread first in order to get out of the suffix. As the Magen Avraham says, it should be borim in zonos. Other achorim say it should be, would say it's not like bishul, and therefore it's amotzi lechem min haaretz. And other achorim say no, it's going to lose its status. Fine. Why is this important? Okay, so number one, just to flesh out over here, dover yadua. I guess that's what you do. French toast. French toast, what's the status over there? Basically, you dip it in eggs and some oil at the bottom of the pan. And sometimes, even if it's considered pan-fried, okay, what's going to be the bracha of a French toast? Obviously, a motzi lechem min haaretz, no matter what you do to it. Even if you would cook it, it's still going to be a motzi. Why? Because pieces of French toast are greater than a kazayis. It's a whole piece of bread. And therefore, bein la'ashkenazim, bein la'svardim. Even svardim are going to make a motzi lechem min haaretz, even though it's sweet, even though you somewhat fried it, even if you put a lot of oil in it, it doesn't matter. It can't lose its status of bread, because it's a whole piece of bread. It's greater than a kazayis. What comes out l'maisa, though, is, if you guys have matzah brai, Pesach time, okay? Matzah brai and Pesach, this comes out very lemais, okay? Because basically you take matzah and you crumble it to smaller pieces that are generally less than a kazayis, and now you go ahead and put it with the eggs and the oil in the pan and you cook it all together. That's like pan frying. Therefore, matzah brai is what we're talking about over here. It will be a suffik bracha. Is it a motzi or is it brei minim nezonos over here? That's going to be the shiloh over here by matzah brai. Therefore, if one has matzah brai, like I just defined, you have a somewhat liquid at the bottom of the pan. It's not just there just so it doesn't burn, but it's there to help the cooking process, but it's not deep fried. Then you should wash on a piece of Pesach, a separate piece of matzah, I guess. Okay? If you have matzah brai during the year, it would be, you have to wash on a piece of bread. Okay? So for Friday, they have a little better time because of matzah. Anyways, they don't make a motzi on the rest of the year. Okay? But that's going to be the Shlomo Zalman says he has an eitz in order to get out of the suffik bracha. If you have benchophobia, washophobia, whatever it might be, and you don't want to go ahead and have to wash in a separate piece of matzah, what you could do is you could take the separate pieces and first boil them in water, okay? might not taste so good. I'm probably it's going to taste so good. But you can boil water, then take the pieces of meat matzah out, and then put it into the pan and fry them up with the rest of the oil and the eggs and the sugar and everything and make a nice matzah brei. And then it's going to be vadai biboreim in amazonos. Why? Because now you have pieces less than a kazayas and they've been cooked in a kli rishon like we learned today. If you cook in a kli rishon, it's going to lose its status. The last lacha lemaisa then is what about that piece of bread in a French onion soup? Okay, they have that piece of bread in the French onion soup. And what is the status of that? So l'chora, most of the time, that is basically a piece of bread that's been dried out. It's a whole piece of bread. If it's going to be greater than a kazayas, then no matter what you're going to do to it, you're going to have to make a war. You're going to have to wash and bench on the French onion soup. Okay? If the piece is less than a kazayas, then it depends. When do they put the bread in? When do they put the bread in? If they put the bread in the kli rishon and it's cooking on the fire and it's less than a kazayas, so then it loses its status of bread and we bore even in his notice. But I believe most times what they do, they add it to the bowl of soup. They add it to the bowl of soup. The bowl of soup is at least a klisheni, if not a klishlishi. We said klisheni is not mevashel. It's mamish ardin over here. And therefore, even if it's less than the kazayas, if that's the case, you would still have to wash on the French onion soup. In terms of benching, if it's less than a kazayas, you won't have a kazayas to bench on. You'd have to eat other bread also, mitzarif, in order to do birkas hamazon. Adkan for today.